Okay, today let's do a deep dive into the world of spiders. Now, you might immediately think, creepy crawlies, but what if I told you they're actually Earth's eight-legged architects? That they're vital for our planet. Let's unpack this a bit.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Despite that widespread misunderstanding, maybe even fear, spiders are truly one of Earth's most successful groups. And diverse, too. Their lineage goes back hundreds of millions of years. So our mission today really is to uncover their ecological importance, their evolutionary success, and some pretty surprising biology. We're talking trillions of them globally. They've colonized nearly every single terrestrial environment you can think of.
Wow, trillions. Okay. To really get them, I think we need to start with their unique design. A spider's body, it's not like an insect's at all. It's got these two fused sections, the cephalothorax, that's the head and thorax combined, and then the abdomen. And they're connected by this really thin, flexible bit called a pedicel. It's like their super agile waist. But here's the part I found genuinely mind-blowing, how they move their legs. Get this. They don't have extensor muscles like we do. They actually extend their legs using hydraulic pressure.
Yeah, fluid dynamics in action. It's incredible.
And unlike insects, no antenna. They rely on their chelicerae, their fangs essentially, which also have sensory bits, and those pedipalps near the mouth.
Exactly. And that unique anatomy, especially their silk, well, that's central to their success as predators. Spider silk is just a marvel of nature. It's produced from up to six different kinds of glands, believe it or not.
Six types.
Yeah, making it incredibly versatile. It's not just for webs,
Yeah.
they use it for egg sacs, for safety drag lines, even for ballooning.
Ah, that's where the young ones drift on the wind, right?
Precisely. Catching wind currents to disperse. And looking beyond the spider itself, that silk, it holds immense potential for us. We're talking bio-inspired materials, things like advanced medical sutures, maybe new textiles, possibly even bullet-resistant materials. It's amazing stuff.
Truly astonishing, the versatility. Okay, so we often picture spiders with webs, right? The classic orb weavers or maybe funnel webs, sheet webs, which must take a huge amount of energy to build and maintain.
A massive investment, yes.
But that's not the only way they operate, is it? What about the active hunters?
Exactly right. Many spiders are very active hunters, and some are frankly brilliant at it. Take the Portia jumping spiders. They show remarkable cognitive abilities.
Like what?
Well, they use trial and error learning. They actually develop new hunting strategies on the fly, depending on the prey. They plan, they adapt. It really challenges our assumptions about invertebrate intelligence.
Planning in a spider. Wow.
And speaking of complex behaviors, reproduction can be pretty intense too. Things like sexual cannibalism.
Ooh, sounds grim.
It does sound grim, but often it's a strategic move, evolutionarily speaking. The female gets vital nutrition for egg development. And sometimes, it might even strangely, increase the male's chances of paternity.
Huh, okay. But even knowing all this incredible biology, that fear factor is still there for a lot of people. So let's tackle that. Let's separate fact from fiction. First off, the venom thing. Spiders are venomous, right? Meaning they inject toxins. They aren't poisonous in the sense that you'd be harmed by eating one.
That's a crucial distinction, yes. And it's really important for you, the listener, to know this. Out of maybe 50,000 known species, fewer than 0.05% we're talking about, 25 species total are considered medically significant to humans.
25 out of 50,000.
Right. And even with those, severe reactions are uncommon. Honestly, bees and wasps pose a far greater danger each year to people. What spiders really are, ecologically, is vital biological control. Earth's unpaid pest control squad. They prey on insects we consider pests, mosquitoes, flies, cockroaches. That helps public health. They enrich soil, they're food for other animals. They're just crucial.
Cornerstones, yeah. But despite all these benefits, these amazing creatures, they're facing real threats. And maybe surprisingly, they don't get much attention in conservation efforts.
No, they're severely underrepresented.
Major threats being things like habitat destruction, agriculture, cities spreading out, and of course, climate change.
Yeah, and it makes you ask, why aren't we doing more? A big part of the problem is what scientists call data gaps. We have these huge blind spots, the Linnean shortfall, not knowing what species exist, Wallacean, where they live, Prestonian, how many there are, Hutchinsonian, their exact ecological role.
So we lack basic information needed to protect them effectively.
Exactly. And here's why you should care, connecting it to the bigger picture. Spiders are excellent early warning systems. They're really sensitive to environmental changes and disturbances. So protecting them, studying them, it helps us spot broader ecosystem problems sooner.
What a journey we've taken. From, hydraulic legs and silk chemistry to hunting strategies and their vital place in the environment, it's really clear spiders are complex, vital, and yeah, largely misunderstood. Maybe next time you see one, you'll look with a bit more curiosity, maybe respect.
And that really raises an important question, doesn't it? If these small creatures, the ones we often fear, are such key indicators and, well, architects of our world, what other unassuming parts of nature might we be overlooking right now? The parts that hold the keys to our planet's health. Something to think about in your own local environment.